South Africa comes to Pennsylvania this Saturday as Sharon Katz and the Peace Train bring their upbeat music and authentic Zulu costuming to the Zlak Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College in a benefit supporting the African American Museum of Bucks County. Since forming in the 90s, Sharon Katz and Peace Train have performed across the globe with the goal of spreading peace and have even earned a Grammy nomination for Best World Music Album. Joining us on Newsworks Tonight is the group's founder, Sharon Katz. Sharon, thank you for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
It's my pleasure, Tom. It's really a pleasure.
So your group, Sharon Katz and the Peace Train's origin is closely tied to apartheid in South Africa and Nelson Mandela. How did this environment shape the group, and in turn, how did the group affect change in South Africa?
Well, I'm born in South Africa. I grew up under apartheid when the regime was in power in South Africa, and I was really compelled to try to make a change as soon as I possibly could. And that opportunity came just on as Nelson Mandela was released from prison. I had the opportunity to mount a 500-voice choir, a culturally diverse choir made up of children from all different backgrounds. And these children had been denied the opportunity of, as I had, under apartheid, of mixing together. And so I wanted to change all that around, and I wanted to use music to do that. And so that's why I formed the choir. We traveled all around South Africa on a train. That was in the early 90s and in the years leading up to the first democratic election of Nelson Mandela. And that project became known as the Peace Train. And my concept was and still is to use music to unite people. So we did that.
Now, how is the group's message of unity being received in the United States, where recently the presidential election and transition into office have spotlighted the nation's divisions?
Well, you know, the Peace Train is always greatly loved. I've been working in the United States over the last 30 years on and off, back and forth between here and South Africa and other countries. And I think that the message is always well received. I've just had a flurry of emails and messages and people saying, you know, we need your music and let's just keep on doing it. So from my side, you know, there always are social ills, sadly. And so there is always a need for this kind of work. There's a tremendous need. And I can see that it's going to be even more important in the years to come here in America as well.
Is there something particularly special or inclusive about the music that you and the Peace Train perform?
It is very inclusive. First of all, we use a lot of South Africa idiom, you know, South Africa's idiom and music. And, you know, it's become very, very current and contemporary to world music has become very popular. And South African music has got really a great beat and you can dance to it. And but I also mix in a lot of contemporary sounds, a bit of funk, a bit of folk, a bit of jazz. It's really a fusion style. And the messages are all about bringing people together. It's all about peace. It's all about caring for one another. And the band itself is a pretty hot band. So we have, you know, a lot of choreography and dancing. And it's very vibey and upbeat and very, very much about getting people on their feet and getting them to be a part of what we do.
Is there something special about performing in Philadelphia?
For me? Oh, absolutely. Well, firstly, in Philadelphia, I would say it's my second home. And I love Philly. You know, I've grown very attached to it over the years. I have the musicians in my band are from Philadelphia. And I have a lot of friends and fans in Philadelphia. So it's always fantastic for me to be in Philadelphia. Yeah, for sure.
Sharon, thank you for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.